What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that always wins a trophy in its second year, mate. That's what I do. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
On the outside.
Let's just talk about it, huh? Yeah. Your beloved. We're a mere less than 24 hours since Terry's beloved Man United lost in the Europa League final against Spurs, a classic 16th versus 15th.
17th versus 16th, I mean.
Even worse.
One worse.
So, talk to me. Talk to me, T.
Frustrating game.
Very frustrating. I mean, shit game.
Yeah, bad.
You know what? It was a very toothless game. And then neither team had any attacking prowess at all.
I think that's been our obvious problem this year.
Yeah.
Is that we only have attacking prowess when our striker is not on the pitch. Rasmus Højlund, you know, I see he's been linked
70 mil or something?
64. I see he's been linked with Italy this summer. I'm like, please.
Take him.
Loan. Bye.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You saying bye?
I'm saying, see ya,
bye.
I will say this, and you know I'm a big Xerxes guy.
Yeah,
you know,
big Zerk
head. Yeah. And he came on the pitch after 70 minutes.
Anonymous.
Xerxes?
Yeah.
No. Why did you not know? No.
Didn't notice him doing that.
First ball that was played into him, immediately defeat, he just like fires it off to the winger. I'm like, oh.
Here we go.
Yeah. We've not been able to do that for 70 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll go back, right?
Go on.
Go back to the start. Very frustrating game. I feel like I'm taking crazy. I was really, really annoyed when we conceded. So much so that I had to run a bath and get in the tub and leave my phone charging in the bedroom.
I thought you were quite all right.
Yeah, the phone was in the bedroom. I was in the tub drinking a glass of.
I'm going to the tub.
Yeah,
that bad, huh?
Exactly that. Babe. It was like, I'm running the bath. She's like, oh my God, that bad. I was like, yeah. Because I was like eating my dinner, hunched over, watching it, headphones in. On the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And then Faye came out and she was like, do you want another drink? And I was like, it was just after we conceded. I was like, And like, what a fucking shit show of a goal.
I mean, the fact that that's the goal that won it for them as well.
They had one shot in the game. The goal didn't even count as a shot.
That was an own goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they're giving it to Brennan Johnson.
Yeah, it wasn't his. He didn't touch it.
Participation trophy, like.
But I mean, let me ask you this. Is this rock bottom? United hit?
In my lifetime.
You should want to hit rock bottom at this stage. Can we finally, just when you think there's no more depths to sink.
In my lifetime, this is the worst. I mean, the cup final is not the worst game we've played all year. Like, yesterday was not our worst performance all year.
Yeah.
If anything, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills that nobody is talking about how awful Spurs played last night. They had 27% possession. One shot in the game.
But it's what you do with it, Terry.
Andy, come on.
Look, like, both teams played shite. I will say that. United also played shite. They had a 15-minute spell where they were on Spurs. And possibly a goal.
The whole second half, Andy.
Spurs couldn't get out for 15, maybe 20 minutes. And then the rest...
30 minutes.
But the rest was like, there was no danger, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, they had... Look,
They were both bad.
Yeah, but not a goal. Like... I think by far we were the better team. On reflection,
yeah.
It's a funny one because I don't think we did enough to be like, oh, we were absolutely robbed. But like, I'm also like, Spurs offered nothing.
No. But once they got that goal, they were happy to offer nothing. You know what I mean?
But even before the goal, Andy, they offered nothing.
No. Fucking Solanke. I tell you, I was fuming when that ball came into him. I'm like, and I thought... When he miscontrolled it, I was like, oh, who's that? Just some schlub. Like, no, it's their big 60 million striker that they bought to replace Harry Kane.
Anyway,
God, he's terrible.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
You said it. Nobody listens to me.
Do you know what? Like, I know, look, it's obviously painful at the minute because this was your get out of jail.
I said it before the match. I was like, it actually long run, it'll be better for us if we don't win. Doesn't make a
No, hurt doesn't make it hurt less.
I would actually would have preferred if they played us off the park. And I'd be like, you know what? Ange did it. His philosophy is, I was like, no, played absolutely terrible. And then people are like talking about him. The talent he has there, they could be top five in the league next year. No. I'm like, are you? Am I? What's going on here? Like,
the thing,
it's like such a young, hungry team there, and they're gonna, they can kick on.
A young, talentless team.
I'm like,
do you know, I was happy for Ange because he looked.
I was not.
Were you not?
Well, I hate him.
Do you?
Yeah. Why do you like him?
I think he's kind of quite refreshing, and I think he's. I think he's refreshing. I love the fact that he doubled down on his quote. I mean, you have to give it to him for that. He didn't just say, I'll correct myself. I thought he was, and when that happened, I thought, okay, he's going to snake out of it. He doubled down. He's like, I always win things. He's like, I don't usually win. I'll correct myself. I always win. All right.
And you know, I was like, you know what? I think you're pot committed at that point. You can't back down. You're
yeah,
in,
it's
you're,
like
you're
a comedian, in. You know. Yeah. Someone's like, "Hey, my friend has cancer." Then you double down with an extra little put down. You know,
yeah, I fucking gave it to him.
Yeah, something. Yeah, because you can't be like, "Oh, I am so sorry," because right. then you're gone.
Flip it this way. I don't think
think he'd have been gone if he didn't win that trophy.
I think he's gonna be gone anyway. If they've any sense, he'll be gone.
But how nice, though. Well, you won't say that.
Why is it not? No, he's an arsehole. And
is he, though? Why?
People like asking him questions like, what do you mean I'm a clown? Like, sorry, they didn't mean call you a clown? Like, he's just,
oh, come on, mate.
His team, like, would be bad in a game. People would ask him, why were you bad? And then he'd get the fucking hump. And you're like, well, they have to ask you that question.
Yeah.
Flip it over. Amorim is like, yeah, we're going through terrible.
It's the worst team I've ever managed in my life.
Like, that's refreshing, if anything, I think. Could it be worse if it was... He's very similar, in my opinion, to Arteta, in that he Ange, not Amorim.
Who's Amorim close to, like? You know what I mean?
Amorim's one of one, my friend.
Do you know, what stage, though, do you say?
They give him another year.
A year? A whole year?
Yeah, why not? Like, it's a long-term project. Shouldn't have sacked Ten Hag, in my opinion.
No.
You sack him? Okay, fine. You bring in Amorim. It's not gone well so far, but you have to... Like, he wanted to come in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's got this to be like, this is a fucking shit show.
So this season's kind of like a free hit for him.
Yeah, it's also like a... learning process. Like, if you look at the team,
yeah,
who's going to be here next year, who's going to be gone? I'll go through it. Hopefully Onana.
It'd be quicker to say who's going to stay.
Yeah.
But no, do it your way.
Onana, hopefully
he's
gone. Yeah.
Lindelof. I mean, he was shocking for that goal as well.
Just walk over. Just shuffle over. Like, why is he like,
let me get that for you, pal.
Yeah, it's like, it's dribbling along. Yeah. Like, he's spinning the ball on his finger. Onana, hopefully gone. Lindelof is going to be gone.
Like, yeah.
Because the fact that we had to play him in both legs of the semi-final, having not started the game for pretty much the whole season, kind of sums up where they were... injury and player wise at defence. Like,
to be honest, I would keep, if I was the boss, I'd keep Fernandes, I'd keep the Rat King, I would keep Mazraoui.
Yeah,
I'd keep Xerxes as a squad player. Certainly
Big Z next year is going to
be
his year
on him.
Next
year,
sure. One of two this year, and like, he was by far the better striker we had this year.
That's a low bar, though.
I know, yeah, but...
And look, he was the... Ahmad, I'd keep him, obviously.
Of course you would.
And,
Ahmad's going to be a superstar. Here's who I would get rid of.
Yeah.
Garnacho.
Uh-huh.
Especially after his antics last night, like... Where,
was he bad?
He came on.
I thought you said... No, that was Xerxes or something.
He came on. And he was good when he came on. And then he was like, crap season. I played every round and I only got 20 minutes tonight.
He's giving out
to the press immediately after losing the cup final. Like,
he looks the sort as well.
Yeah, he loves Ronaldo, so like, he models himself after him. And then his agent. Here's the thing, it's a trend. I don't know if you've noticed this. Players who have brothers for agents.
Hmm.
You know, bar Kane, because I think his brother is a bit of a imbecile, but like
kind of like him. You know, simpleton. Trent's brother is his agent.
That's what I mean. That's another one. Like, you know. Yeah. But he was posting something on social media last night. Apparently, when all the leaks were happening, and all that, it was like Garnacho was trying to stitch up Ahmed as the leak.
All right.
Like, apparently, you're the leak. I take the money from apparently 60 million valuation. Offset Cunha straight
Garnacho.
Away. Yeah.
60 million.
Yeah. They turned down 50 in January from Napoli.
Jeez, they should have taken that.
No, I don't. But
50 mil or Garnacho.
But we'd already sent Rashford out. Sancho's gone. We were limited.
Hey, you're doing good. Get rid of the dead weight.
I would like, that'd be my, a wish for me would be Rashford to come back in.
Well, I was going to ask you, who's the player who's not doing well that you really want to do well? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like for me, it'd be Nunes, you know, or something where I'm like, I really like him.
It was Hoyland.
I wish he was better.
It was Hoyland. He's just fucking pissing me off now, to be honest. Yeah. Like, he's... there was a moment, and it happened many times in the second half, where it was like, worked on the right-hand side, Mazraoui to Fernandes to Ahmad. Oh, here we go. Somebody in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody there. Like, Hoyland just, like, not there. He has to go 60 yards across the pitch to Dorgan. Like, go to the centre forward. You can't. He's not showing. He's not good enough. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I thought Shaw was bad yesterday. I would...
Shaw looked the spit... I don't want to body shame anyone, because I've certainly packed on the pounds in the last month or so. But he looks exactly like Luke Littler now. Don't you think?
Not that much, like...
Exactly like him.
I'm not right. I think that's a bit harsh.
Well,
but I would kind of. I thought he was bad yesterday. Mm-hmm. His passing and all was pretty poor.
Yeah.
If you could get any,
they're
money
two
from
bad teams. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you could say,
but like,
okay, we deserve this, or they could have done better. But they're two really, really bad teams.
And yet, we've been in like six cup finals in the last 5 years. So, like, you know.
I've never known a club to fail upwards as much as United.
Like, Ten Hag in his 2 years at United was in three cup finals. Two FA Cup finals and a League Cup. And he won two out of three finals.
The funny thing is, you smashed Bilbao, and Bilbao would have smashed Spurs if they were in the final.
If Spurs had the route United had to the final, which was like Leon, Bilbao, Spurs.
Yeah.
Spurs had like Bodo Glimt and fucking, I don't know, somebody else, but it was like
some other schlubs.
I was like, oh, you know, Bilbao would have killed them.
Yeah.
But anyway, onwards and upwards. I just, for me, watching it back, okay, I can take losing.
Mm-hmm.
Losing in the manner we did was hard. And now what's even harder is seeing like all the press around that, and I was like, I feel like I'm losing my mind here. I was looking at the player ratings.
Well done, Spurs.
Looking at the player ratings is like, all in midfield, like eight across the board. I'm like, the lads that didn't get a touch on the ball and like committed 40 fouls.
They defended well.
The two centre halves were very good. Yeah, like
that clearance
off the line, unreal. Like, like again, if we had a better striker, like Hoyland had a great chance at the start of the second half. Body shape all wrong. Yeah.
Like, the difference a good striker and a good keeper could do for your team alone. You know what I mean?
This lad off Torino, who's like, he played for United a few years ago. They signed him, but he never got a work permit. He's Serbian. He's big, huge, and bald. I'm like, bring him in. Somebody can come and fucking claim a football and clear out a striker. I'm like, bring him in. Bring him home.
Get him.
Yeah, bring him home. And then fuck it. Go, give me Osimhen. Break the wage structure for him. I don't care.
Yeah, like, but like, would they, now you're at the stage of like, would they come to United?
Osimhen would, because
Napoli are doing them dirty every time chance they get. Yeah. Look at this fool on their social media. Bro, I play for you.
I was playing last night. Like, fucking racist club. Like, I mean, they shipped them off to Galatasaray. I think United are still a big enough lure. That's like, the project is next year. It was like when Chelsea signed Kante.
Mm.
He just won the league with Leicester. They had no Champions League, no European football.
Yeah.
And he came in and like, Conte 3-4-3.
Yeah, but the difference is that you knew Chelsea had money and they were sniffing around the top six, Whereas United had no money.
They finished 12th that year.
Did they?
They finished 12th. It was the year when Mourinho got the sack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he went crazy at the physio or whatever like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They finished 12th that year, and then they won the league the next year. So, like, United have money.
Mm.
We're just not allowed to spend it.
I think, I seen a thing today on TalkSport.
Simon Jordan,
of course. Who, when I first seen him, I was like, "Who's this fool?" And now I find I agree with everything he says.
Oscillate wildly, like, because you never know what stance he's gonna take. He's like, he's free just, Palestine, like, yeah, Simon. He's yeah. like, oh, so then the next thing is like, Arteta's a genius. You're like, oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
Let me ask you, what did you think of? Did you see the thing of Trent looking at the fans at the Liverpool Brighton match?
No.
Where it's like the. You know, the way Liverpool fans are like still going mad even though they lost. They're like, yeah, free from desire. And like Trent's looking at them like this. Like the Liverpool players are kind of clapping and Trent's just like staring them down and just kind of walks off. Like,
you know, like this. They booed him.
And everyone was like, I seen online was like, look, he regrets his decision. And I was like, I said on my video, I was like, he's not. I think he's turned on them now. He's turned heel.
Yeah.
He's John Cena'd them. Like
No. They turned heel on him first. And now he's like, well, fuck you then.
It was like a fuck you to the... Yeah.
That free kick that he fucking smashes in at the Bernabeu against you guys next year is going to hit like fucking crack. Like.
He'd be like, shh.
Yeah, and he should. He fucking should.
Do you know what?
Meanwhile, when we go to Stockport and win 6-0 in the League Cup, Cunha's going to be like... I just hope this not getting Champions League football now steers us away from Delap. And or alternatively, if we're gonna get Delap, great, just get me somebody else as well.
You
can't pin your hopes on him.
No, you couldn't. Interesting though.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's over. After the league finishes on Sunday, I gotta show up with a 4-pack of Monster for you.
Yes, Terry.
And then we can do it all again next year.
Pipeline punch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to carry the bet over? Well, not carry it over. I do want the pipeline punch.
Yeah, we'll just do another one next year.
Same, United finish ahead of Liverpool.
We'll see. Maybe we'll do a ratio.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
You finish. If we finish, if we finish within 3 places of you, I win the bet or something like that.
I'd be more comfortable with points.
Okay.
Within a certain amount of points.
Well, you know, because you haven't actually matched Arsenal's points.
Well, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. They're the real winners here.
Do you know, I said on a video.
Gets harder to like them every day.
I said on the video the other day where I was like, and I was kind of like, a lot of people were like, chill out. But I was kind of like, do you know, I was like.
Chill out?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't like being 2 goals up against Arsenal and drawing. Or being a goal up against Brighton.
Yeah, I kind of was like that.
Or losing 3-1 to Chelsea while our players are in, our manager is in Ibiza in game week 36 and the players are on yachts. And I'm like, I get it. Like, we've won the title. It's great. But I wanted to hit the 90 mark and
wait three weeks, lads.
I was like, you could have go on a 3-month bender if you want. But can we just wait?
Summer football this year. You can enjoy.
And so, like, some people agreed and most people were like, doesn't matter. Like, just, you know, enjoy it. And I was kind of like, yeah, like, I know, you know. But, part of me was like, when I seen Slot and Ibiza with the season still going, I was kind of like...
Not great.
Because, like...
My
instinct is to be like, oh, look at him there, my
Klopp
manager.
Klopp wouldn't have done it.
No, I don't think so.
Ferguson definitely wouldn't have done
it. And it's not like, it's, you know, like, it is one and all that. But, like, I want, especially with the Trent thing... And now adding a bunch of losses to the end, it's kind of like I can't wait for the next season to start now because I'm just like I really want to see the trophy lift. I really want that, and I'll check out the parade and stuff like that. But like, I just kind of I'm waiting for the season to end now because I kind of think like it's kind of a little bit, you know, I don't know because it was wrapped up for so long and then it was confirmed and since it's been confirmed, our form has tailed off. It's just been a bit, and then the trend thing has gotten more toxic by the week. It's just been a bit of a... I don't know. I'm a bit conflicted.
Yeah, you
with
get
certain.
Your business done early, though, which is good.
It is great.
Yeah.
And I love the lads that we're getting. And I love the fact that we're even doing it before the season's even ended. Like, that's how we normally do it, you know, when things are running well.
I mean, you're a well-run club for the most part.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see, because those are very attacking fullbacks.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So, you sent me that good meme of your man... This guy, we never talked about
him. Oh, yeah. We have talked about him.
On the pod?
Maybe we haven't. What's his name again?
I don't even know. You know the guy, the crying guy.
Yeah, I think we did talk about him.
You know,
we were trying to work out, is he like a wind-up merchant, or does he like sniff his own farts? Hold on, you vamp there.
Yeah. So there's a guy you might have seen if you're on Twitter or something, where like he's used in everything, like, oh, when Bonnie Blue's dad, when he finds out, and it's just him with those watery eyes, you know, just dropping to his knees and being like, no. And I don't know what it is. I don't get the appeal. It's not that I want to see people say, like,
we did talk. Lewis Saunderson. Yeah. Is his name. TikTok auteur.
And like, it's not that I want people to get abused, but I'm surprised that the comments under all of them are just so, like,
fire or whatever.
Like, amazing acting and all this.
I think he's doing it as like a dramatic reel, you know,
this like showcasing his work, sort of thing. Like, it's a bit just really
well. The one I sent you was like Stalker in the hotel room,
yeah.
And I was like, this looks worse.
It's a joke.
It is regressed, if anything, from what I've seen.
Don't like it, T.
He's making his money, I guess.
I have officially moved house,
mm-hmm.
into no small part, thank you to yourself. Terry delivered on his word from the pod last week, and he was down on Saturday helping me lug shit from one house to the other house. And
there's no way you would have done it by yourself.
No,
really,
I don't think so.
It's too awkward to get it out of the old really house awkward. And like. Yeah, like,
but it didn't even feel like work. We were just chatting away. Like, you have one end, I have the other end, and just chatting away. Like, didn't even seem like it. Now on Sunday, then I was looking.
How was the beds?
The beds were my bed was grand. Joni's bed took forever, but then like I had the beds in and made and all by like 2 on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
So that was good, but then it was just because I was the only one. And I'm just lugging two handfuls of stuff. I'm just walking back and forth. Like, it was the longest stretch of time that I think I've done manual labor for. It was about 12 hours of just up and down. But the last 3 hours, I'm not talking. I'm just sad. I'm walking slow.
Podcast in, no?
What?
Podcast on?
No, I should have done, actually. Oh, just had headphones in. No, I'm just walking from back garden to the other.
I can't do anything.
I mean, I normally can't either.
My podcast, my headphones in. Like, washing the dishes. Podcasting.
Yeah, I do that.
Like making a sandwich. Well, better put my headphones. I broke my brain. Like,
I know. I do that when I'm like going to Aldi or going shopping or anything like that. I'll do that when I'm outside the house. And actually, when I'm inside the house, I won't put the headphones in, but I'll have the phone out or something like that.
Yeah, get the speaker going.
Yeah, but so it was just a slog. But I'm in there now, and the builders are there, and they've already demolished the entire extension, and they've dug like under the ground, like nice. The loads done, like but it's so mad being in a brand new house, like the difference it makes. You know, where I'm like, there's a dishwasher here, look at all the space, look at all this light, I can look out the window while I'm in the kitchen.
You won't know yourself
at the world,
and you won't know yourself when you get your
I feel like I've come out of a cave and I'm living in like
discovered fire, like
I remember. Yeah. And then on Monday, I had to lug the rabbits the garage to the back garden. And so I'm trying to catch the rabbits to come here, you know, and all this. So it's been, you know, I've been frazzled is the word.
Yeah, but now you'll have this weekend.
I know.
To kind of chill. Did they cut the grass and all in the back garden?
No, I just cut it. He said he was going to, but I was like, I'll just cut it.
That was big grass.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I just got the lawnmower. Rocks and twigs.
When you let me that lawnmower, I'm like cutting it like, oh, that's a funny sound.
Yeah.
Better stop for a little minute.
Yeah, okay. Always. So I'm finally in and I'm glad. Thank you again.
No worries, help, man. Terry.
And do you know what? I have to say, because we were, it wasn't without incident, right?
Lord.
So the day before, so on the Friday, Kerry had like the fright of her life because Myla, who's autistic, was in the front garden. Kerry just legged it back into the house to get the pram. For the first time, Myla figured out how to open the gate and just opened the gate and just ran into the middle of the road. And she's faster than Kerry. Yeah. So she ran about 10 houses worth up in the middle of the road, like, ha, 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 ha. And Kerry's screaming. And luckily, like, there was no cars by some miracle. There's always cars.
That road can be busy enough.
Yeah. And so she got her and she was like, oh my God, like, she was so frazzled. And literally the next day when we were doing our thing and I thought that we'd all thought that she'd gotten out again because Kerry came into the backyard and the gate was open and she was like, where is she?
I think that was me as well, which is the worst part. That I'm like, I think I left the gate open. I was like, oh my God.
And so we both legged it out. And at that stage, I'm like, has she been gone 10 minutes? Has she been gone?
It'd have been five at most.
So I'm like, how far? Like she would just go and wouldn't even look back. And so we were looking and we were legging it and like my heart was pumping. You legged it up to the hotel and then turned out she was in the garage the whole time. So I was like, but honestly, the entire day afterwards, I just kept going. I'm like, I was saying to Kerry, I was like, I can't fucking shift this feeling. Mm. Like about 4, 5, 6 hours later, I had this feeling in my gut of like every 2 seconds I need to go. Like the scariest fucking feeling. Like honestly, she's got a death wish. Then we're in the house. It's like the scene out of the Goonies. I'm like, she's got something in her mouth. Like, what is that? I'm like, take it out. I'm like, you know where Chunk has all the jewels? She had a bunch of screws and batteries in her mouth. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, come on, get it out. I'm like, fuck's sake, like this child. You know, so.
You know, there's something good that came out of that is that at least you know you're not dead inside.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, yeah. I've
sometimes
felt
I wonder.
Me too, when we're doing movie reviews. Brings you no joy. Like
that. Yeah. So, jeez, it's just been full on. It's been a full on week. What's been going on with you?
Not much. I think I'm about getting into something.
Oh, what?
I watched a movie. As
getting into a movie?
This movie has led me down a rabbit hole, which is probably the biggest rabbit hole of all time.
Oh.
Watch a movie called JFK. Ever heard of it?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, you know, the movie.
The movie with Costner and.
Costner, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that is one magic loogie.
Yeah, yeah.
Newman in Wayne Knight is in it, plays a character called Numa. Would you believe?
Like, no way.
Yeah. I watched it. It's a 3-hour and 9-minute film. Hey, watched it in 2 sittings, an hour and a half one night and then hour and a half on the way to work. Andy, and it fucking zips.
You say that about everything.
But this is like, has so many like great, just like, oh, Jack Lemmon's in this. Ed Asner like is in this. You have a bunch of that guys.
Yeah.
In it, you got Walter Matthau shows up for a scene. Hey. Donald Sutherland, John Candy.
Hey.
John Candy comes in.
He's good in it as well. He's
fucking
like
incredible in it. Yeah. He's like Big Daddy from The Simpsons. Like, but the film is very strange in that it's made by Oliver Stone, who has like made a lot of Vietnam movies.
Yeah,
and it's him kind of working through the fact that like. America should never have been in Vietnam, and Kennedy was going to pull America out of Vietnam. And his hypothesis is the government killed him for doing this because they were like an $80 billion war budget that they would never spend.
They'd lose the money on.
But what's great about the movie, and Gary Oldman is like Lee Harvey Oswald in it. And I was like, Brian Doyle Murray, like Bill Murray's brother, you know, he's a bubble boy.
I knew that was Bill Murray's relation.
His older brother. He plays like Jack Ruby, who shot like Lee Harvey Oswald when he was released from questioning. Like he just surrounded by police officers. Your man just walked up, shot him. It's like, well, okay. You got Tommy Lee Jones in like, and Joe Pesci is in it with like really weird eyebrows and like a weird red wig slipping in. They're all supposed to be in New Orleans, but like he's slipping into like Cajun accent to like the fucking guys. Anyway, we should But the movie is great because somebody would just be like, an exposition dump, be like, get this, he did this related to this and this, and it's just like boom boom boom, like 10 minutes of like, and another connecting thing, and I was like, oh my God, am I just gonna become like a JFK conspiracy guy for like my 40th birthday? It's like getting real into JFK
stuff. Yeah. But is the conspiracy like who killed him?
Yeah. So like
But then it's clearly the government, right?
Well, not yes and no. Like, you know, because they say it was the mob as well, you know. Because remember in The Irishman, like when he gets killed, like Al Pacino, Jimmy Hoffa character, like he was like, Kennedy's up my ass. This fucking Kennedy guy. And then he gets killed and everybody else is real sad. And like Pacino is looking at the TV like, as if he knew it was going to be, it was going to happen, and it's like almost like the mob did it as a favor. So
essentially, it's unlikely that it was Lee Harvey Oswald, but it's
this movie hypothesized that like it's almost impossible.
Yeah,
and yet then like there's been other people who've like done the research, and it's like they come back around to like, no, it probably was him.
Mm.
But like, working for, but like the whole thing with like Lee Harvey Oswald, which I never knew, was that like he moved to Russia. And like he got Russian citizenship in the time when the Cold War was on, and then was able to leave Russia and was welcomed back to America with open arms, where it was like impossible to do that. Right. So they're like, oh, he's a government asset.
Do you know what this...
Andy, it's the type of movie where you're like, you could watch it in 3 1-hour installments. You'd be like, this is incredible.
And you hadn't seen it before?
No, I'd never... And it was like one of my like white whales of like, I'm going to sit down. It's on my list. And I, like, Oliver Stone is such an interesting filmmaker because... Like his, you've never seen Any Given Sunday, have you?
No.
In that movie, like somebody would be talking and giving a speech, and then he'll just cut to like, and like a lightning flash, but they're in Florida in the sunshine, and it's like all these like weird camera movements. It's kind of like that in this, where it's like when the talking is getting ramped up, the camera's swirling around like mad, and like
it affects the filmmaking almost.
Yeah, like, and you're like, I'm like, oh, like I was like, oh, this is 90s filmmaking, man. We really had a great back then, you know, like
yeah, we did.
Like he got, you know, somebody to give him money to make this his basically. This is my manifesto on Kennedy, but like there's characters in the movie that like weren't real, and you know,
right.
But this is like his hypothesis. But
did you ever see? Oh, you obviously did the footage of.
They show the footage in. I'd never seen it,
and you know,
like full screen. They show the footage
graphic.
Like, his face just is like explodes,
and like his poor fucking wife is there. Like, oh, she's first. Like, do you know what the part that really gets to me is? Like, I find it so hard to watch it or to look at it whenever it pops up somewhere, usually on Twitter or something, where it's like he's shot and he's hurt. And she's like, oh, comforting him. And then as he's in her fucking arms, the other one comes and blows his head off.
That's the thing.
And she's like, what are you thinking at that point? Like oh, my God.
There's a scene in it, and it's fucking incredible, where Costner goes to
is Costner JFK?
No, Costner is the district attorney in New Orleans that brings a conspiracy charge against a New Orleans businessman who was like... in bed with all these different people, and he'd worked with the government and stuff. Mm. So that's the only charge that was ever brought for the murder of JFK.
Right.
This really tangential thing.
Yeah.
So he plays district attorney that's kind of like putting his career on the line.
Okay.
And like they're like, your children don't see you anymore. And he's like, you know, like he's good. And at that time, like he was the biggest movie star in the world. Probably.
Isn't it mad to think that on one stage? Why though? Why?
Because he's great.
Like, why is he good? Because I feel like he's the most boring man on the planet. And I feel like he acts boring. And in real life, he's boring. And his
was
movies
boring
are boring.
As Robin Hood? Prince of Thieves?
He was.
Yeah, Slater. Slater was kind of the one that popped in that, wasn't it? Like, but,
give me Men in Tights any day over Prince of Thieves.
Well, of course. Like, come on. Give me Men in Tights over most movies.
Yeah, true.
But... I don't know, he has something about him. Like, if you think about, like, The Bodyguard was around that
time. Yeah, but again, he kind of stank that up.
No, he didn't. He's the perfect balance to Whitney Houston. Like, I don't know.
He's very...
I'm in the bag for him, man. I'm like,
you are.
Yeah, I have been, like, this last year, because when Horizon came out, I dove into some of his earlier stuff as well. Horizon Part 2 still hasn't seen the light of day. We'll never see that Horizon
An
American Saga Chapter 2.
All these words, they're so annoying.
But with like the JFK thing, I was like, I've ordered a book, a hardback. It's called American Tabloid.
It Begins
by James Ellroy, and it's like all about that, you know.
Yeah.
How,
why is it though? Why is it the movie that got you into it?
The movie, I think, got me into.
But why? What is it now that makes you want to go like, ooh, what
because
did happen?
Because the movie is like his version of and stylized and heightened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but like, I want to know more.
The full facts.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to know the full facts because they like have not. I mean, they released some stuff earlier on this year Trump released the JFK files, but apparently Biden had already done it and there was no difference in them. But I don't know. I just find it's like there was never an answer for this. And then like the movie goes and makes some good points that like shortly after that, people who were like, speaking up against the government or threatened to be, it's like, you know, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, all mysteriously assassinated. You know, and like these kind of like they keep calling it a coup d'etat, and like they in the movie it's like Costner keeps saying that like it was plain and simple a coup d'etat, not doing a very good New Orleans accent. He's okay.
A coup d'etat, I can't try.
But it was like they in Oliver Stone's version, it's like Lyndon Johnson is like, yeah, kill him and I'll get you what you need for the war or whatever like that in Vietnam. Mm. And I was like, that was even slightly true that, like, you know, the vice president was like, yeah, kill the president.
Yeah.
And I'll, I'll give you generals, you warmongers, whatever you need. Yeah, probably.
You know, it's possible. Like, the whole thing of Vietnam was started because they pretended that an American ship got attacked. And they said, if you attack this ship, there's going to be a war. And they said that they got attacked. And it turned out that never happened.
Same with Iraq.
And that was the reason why they went in. Like, they're just looking for a reason to make trillions of dollars by providing arms to... I mean, I hear myself even saying it, and I'm like...
Well, okay, I just want to go back. Like, he goes to... In the movie, like, this is my last thing.
Go on.
He goes and meets Donald Sutherland, who's like Mr. X, who's somebody who used to work in the government. And like, it's like a 16-minute, not scene, but like a stretch in the movie where they're just talking. But it's like... He's like, why do you think that? How do you think he got there with limited security? Why did they take that route? And all these things that he's pointing out, he's like, there was something 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had more security than we had when JFK was, you know, on the motorcade. And I was like, yeah, why? You know, like, has all these questions go. Like,
a bunch of stuff made you go, why is that actually?
And why hasn't anybody ever done anything about it?
You should be the one.
Yeah.
They're like, I got the files.
After watching Zodiac, this is a perfect, like, you know, companion.
You're
piece
going
to Zodiac.
Jake Gyllenhaal on our ass.
We're through the looking glass. That's a line from
JFK.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
You were saying yourself that your quote
I don't know.
Game is lacking.
Well, the ones you hit me with.
I mean, they're pretty. There was one from Independence Day that was open and shut.
I told you Independence Day.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get that?
No. Independence Day, that was not my movie. Mm. I've seen it like twice.
That's
mad
to me. I
don't really like
it. Yeah, you've seen the absolute, if you don't mind me saying, shite that you've seen 10 plus times.
Like what?
Some of the ones we've done for the pod, like, and like at the end, you'd be like, I've seen this movie 10 times. And I'm like,
the
idea of me watching this even more than once.
Independence Day is trash, Andy.
But there's so much trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
I would have thought you would have at least banked 5 before your
20s. It's offensive to my senses.
Even as a kid, even as a 10-year-old, 11-year-old.
Never, like, I remember when, and I was only talking to somebody like this today, when we, you know, they used to show movies in like school. What were the days in school where it was like it was like a free day?
Yeah, you go to the hall or whatever, and they'd show you a movie.
Or like upstairs in like room 13 is like, there's a movie on in here.
Yeah.
The rest of you, it was so weird thinking back. You just had the run of the school to yourself.
Yeah.
And like there'd be teachers just be like, don't be messing. And then like, but I was like, I remember going into like one of the rooms and it was like, one room had Independence Day on and then one room had Mission Impossible on. And I remember like watching the Mission Impossible,
of course,
seeing Emilio Estevez get his head like mashed.
My God.
I was like, oh, I was like,
I'm here.
I was like 11, 12 at the time. Like,
one of my favorite days in primary school was school play nights.
Mm.
Where, especially if you're one of the last plays on, if you're one of the last plays or one of the first plays.
What plays were you in school?
The big ones.
Yeah, but you weren't anybody in them.
I was somebody.
Who?
I
would prefer not to disclose that information.
There was one for Mr. Thorpe's
fifth
play.
Fifth
class. I played a woman that got some laughs.
Were you playing opposite Brian Arnold?
the star.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that. You are not the star.
Brian Arnold, child actor.
He was always the lead.
Yeah. Weird now, considering he doesn't...
I wouldn't think of him as not performative actor
at all, as we've gotten older. Sorry, Brian.
Sorry, this is inside baseball as well. No one else actually knows who we're talking about.
People listening would know who he is.
There was a scene where I had to pretend to fall. I was falling asleep on someone's shoulder, and then they get up and I fall down. That got a bit of a laugh. I was in Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the big production that
but you weren't anybody.
No, I was nobody.
We didn't even get to see that one. That was like behind closed. You know, it would always be like, you can go watch the plays. Like, that one was like performed at like 3 in the afternoon for parents only. You're like, huh?
But the best part was when you were waiting either for your play upstairs, or when you were done, you go upstairs, you'd have a bag of sweets, like tangy bars, like burger bites, all that sort of stuff. You'd be in your Apple makeup, Jacks. So the smell of like old clothes, like all the costumes and makeup, and you would just be there in a random class just having a laugh, either waiting for your parents to come up when the play is done or waiting for your play to start or whatever, and you would just be like,
Were you in the Edmund Rice play? Ignatius Rice.
Yes, I was. I once.
Who were you in that play?
I can't remember. But I was in it.
Do you have any lines?
I can't remember.
I tell you, who I was the pirate captain, and the one. I know this term is acceptable. We'll say tanned, or like he was like
dark skinned.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He was the slave. So it was like I had to shove him out and be like, I've asked you, blackguard. Like, you know, but they had to put like all like beard hair, so it's like a bunch of spirit gum, like it's getting in my mouth. And
was sir, this tastes funny.
Was it Mrs. Kelly that was the art teacher?
Yeah
and she was like doing it, she's like, sit still. I'm like, I don't like this.
There's a few things like that where I always think like
and we never crossed paths, funnily enough, like ever.
Not really, no. Only in Centra.
Yeah, after school.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
An actual disdain for each other before that. I mean, I didn't really.
It was definitely on my side.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. But I thought, but there must have been, because I remember thinking when I seen you on the roster the first day, Terry Tonan. Not, maybe, has anyone ever met more than one Terry Tonan? I don't know.
But there can be only one.
I was like, not this guy. Yeah. But hey, look at us now, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
12 years later. Been podcasting.
Way more.
Oh yeah, what are we now? 14 years podcasting.
Wow. I listened back to an old one recently.
Like a 2011 one, like?
Yeah, like a...
Nobody wants to hear that.
Catch of the Day or something like that. Just the sound quality is terrible. Yeah, all you're hearing...
The patter was not bad, I don't think.
It wasn't too bad. But what you're hearing... One, our voices are higher pitched. And you're just hearing a lot of like... over us talking.
Is that from the computer or is that
for all just the fact breathing? It's the fact that we had one mic that we were sharing, leaning over, and yes, the laptop would have been your laptop probably.
My old Mac, like, God.
You know. But even like, so we'd be friends now for 20 years?
No. I wanna say no, right? 2005?
Yeah, because I remember, I specifically remember...
Champions League final? Was I friends with you?
Liverpool? The only reason I say it, because possibly 04. Because
hell.
I got with Kerry in 2004, and I remember specifically showing you a picture of Kerry before we started going out, as in like, it's like, what do you think? Yeah. Or something. Like, it seems weird.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, like, great.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah, so... The fact that it would have been before,
right?
You know what I mean. So that's,
I guess,
21 years.
We finished school, art school, Reach 03.
Yeah,
class 03.
Yeah,
and then
I was working in Centra already, I think.
Yeah, and then I would have started, I guess, that like autumn, like September, October. I would have started.
Mad.
And then like the first, I guess Paddy's Day 04. Would have been like, I remember.
Is this my attack?
Yeah, when you got beat up.
Was that 04?
It would have been.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was like me and you were like, had the place to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because Ronan wasn't there, and like I was like taking a half day, you were taking a half day. We both lied about what we had to do.
Oh yeah.
And then it was like, so me and you were just like in the shop on our own. Like John opened up the shop, Old Man Griffin.
Yeah.
And just had the place ourselves, and we were like just chatting about shit, and I was like, Family Guy or whatever. Like, remember it was like just when the Family Guy DVDs, first three seasons had come out. Like,
there is, you know, me and Kerry would still quote the Family Guy season 3 DVD menu load screen. Do you remember? Where it's like, you know, like you'd have Stewie going, you'd have the frat guys going, like you'd ever, like you'd wake up at like 3 a.m. and that's just be going, or Peter, and it would just, all these sound effects that are just still embedded in my brain. Like, that's a dying art as well, is the, well, it's dead, is the DVD
box set. The TV series box set. Like.
The box set, the main menu, like the Alan Partridge one was great because he'd be him playing the air guitar and it would go and you would, you'd select and he'd move and then it would be like whatever.
People used to make shit.
Yeah, or the Superbad hour long dance. That, you know.
You know what? That song.
Yeah.
That came on my Spotify there. So I was like, oh.
And like, why can't they, like, there's so much content just sitting there. Of like behind the scenes or little the making of or bloopers or whatever it would be on DVD extras. Why can't they just Netflix scoop them up? You know what I mean?
They're probably too cheap to do it. You know what I mean? If you buy the Blu-ray, you get it. I like to do it. I like to buy
Blu-ray.
Who
does that though?
Me.
They must be cheap now.
Depends. Depends what you're looking for.
A movie, a 15-year-old movie.
That might be more expensive. You know what I mean? Like,
Jesus.
Because it's like a 15-year-old movie. Okay, 2010. If you want to buy The Town, you probably get that.
For what? Tenner? Less?
Probably £8 on Amazon or something. Because
you
like
get brand new movies coming out that are like £8 in Tesco's and stuff.
Yeah, that's a DVD. You're not a Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
You want to watch a DVD?
I mean, what's the difference?
Picture quality, Andrew. Picture quality. Quick one before we go.
Yeah.
Final Destination. New movie out this time. What's your take on Final Destination?
I've only actually seen the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they'd be right up your alley.
I think they are, actually.
Yeah. I watched three. They're all on Netflix. I watched Final Destination 3 yesterday.
And?
92 minutes. Good.
I liked the first
one. Good kills. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous good kills. Like, it's like Saw. That's kind of what I'm in for.
Make
Saw.
A difference. Yeah, like, an inventive kill. You know what
like,
I mean?
There's a kill where it's like, these two girls that are supposed to be teenagers but they're like 30 and they're like, they go to get tan done before graduation, they're in the tanning salon, but they go there so often that the guy is like, I have to call my girlfriend outside, you can go yourself, and he's like, don't bring your drink in. She's like, yeah, no problem.
Whatever.
Like a big slushy, and she, of course she brings it in, and something happens that like the temperature goes up, so the drink starts to drip and then like shorts out the the heat thermometer, which is like, don't go over 255, and it goes up to like 275. But before they've done any of that, like a screw has come loose from the wall, and I'm like, how are they gonna like land the plane here on this kill? And it's like, the heat causes it to, they're like, oh, it's really warm, they're trying to get out, and as they're trying to get out, the screw comes out, the board from the like shelf comes down, wedges between both them, so like when they're trying to get out, they're like blocking the other one in and burning alive in there. I was like, you know what? I'll give you points. I'll give you points for the inventive kill. The story is bullshit.
It is. It's really all
but
about
fun.
The kill.
They're fun.
That's the thing. Like, and you know what?
The new one's supposed to be quite good. It's supposed to be quite good.
Here's something that's died a death. Fun movies. I would say.
I mean.
No. Come on.
I...
They're all too much. They're all too much. They're all too long. They're all too long. They're all too serious.
No.
They're all too. You know what I mean?
Disagree.
And you know what? Like, I'm just gonna keep. Yeah. I'm just gonna breeze past it. I really think. I think. I don't know if it's because of the pod or just because of the time of man, but I think I've got a problem with movies.
You do have a problem.
Yeah, big problem. No, I think
this
I do.
The basis
like,
for our Patreon.
I was watching Mobland again yesterday, episode 2. You know, it's good, but the TV, that I'm in my bedroom is my now is what was my living room TV. Mm-hmm. And it's got that fucking 60 frames a second motion.
Watch the Tom Cruise video. He'll tell you how to turn it off.
I know, I will.
Just get it on your phone.
It's ruining it. Because it's like I'm watching a documentary
how have you lived? I would have done it at the weekend had I known this.
Well, the thing is,
they do it every time I go to my parents' house as well. They're like, what? Just fucking give me this thing. Like,
who's turning yeah. turn this back on? He just put a bullet in their TV.
Now,
give me this thing. Terry, no. Now, I'm going to tell you again.
Pull it down off the
What's he doing?
That joke couch. That joke.
He doesn't like. There must have been motion smoothing on it.
In some stranger's house.
Yeah, just so like. Okay. Like,
do you want to use the bathroom? Like,
hey, it's okay if my buddy comes along. It's like, sure, it's okay, right? Yeah, you don't have motion smoothing. I don't think so. What's that noise from the other room?
Watch the big game. Like,
Terry, no.
No, Ben.
You'll thank me later. Yeah, no, I need to change it.
Just watch the Tom Cruise thing.
Oh. Yeah, I'll watch the Tom Cruise thing. But anyway,
I check out some Final Destination, man.
Like,
if you've seen one, you know the gist.
Yeah.
And they're all linked to one.
They've cheated death, and death is chasing them down.
Mm-hmm. And there's like two is kind of shit, but like there's probably the biggest, or the most infamous death is that log truck one.
Oh yeah,
it's like and now everybody's like, I don't want to drive behind a log truck. I was literally behind a log truck yesterday, going thinking into about Ockham. It. I was like, and I've just watched Final Destination, and I was like, I'm keeping my distance here, just to be safe.
Do you know what though? I kind of feel like if I watched Final Destination, I would go around thinking that something's about to happen, and then you know the way you kind of
will it into existence.
Yeah, you know the way when you keep
real
thinking.
Final Destination shit there, but where you're like, ah, look, that tap was dripping.
Yeah,
turn that off. Like, whoa.
Yeah, I feel like I would, you know, manifest it. You know, from my energy.
That's what death wants you to do, Andy.
Yeah, I think I'd be too much of a sucker for it.
It's good,
but
it's good stuff. It's all good stuff,
folks. If you want to hear more of these inane ramblings, you can find us at patreon.com/whatssogreatabout, where you will find link. No, that's Instagram. Where you will basically, for a low, low fee of €5 a month, not only do you get early access to these episodes several days before they launch on a Monday, you also get access to our back catalogue of series: What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action, Ryan Gosling, Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, Heist Movies, Tony Scott Movies, and about 30 top fives, about 7 or 8 pitch meetings where we come up with movie ideas and pitch them to each other. Video podcasts, solo podcasts. It's really all happening over there. So if you want, for the low, low fee of €5 a month, do us a solid and sign up to that. We will love you forever, or at least as long as your check clears every month. And check us out on Instagram and on TikTok at What's So Great About Pod. And
we're currently on the Patreon doing our movies from 2007 miniseries. We just did Zodiac.
You don't want to miss that one.
Honestly, listening back to it, I'm like, oh, that's the best one of these ones we've done in a while.
Like the contentious ones.
Yeah. And we've got No Country for Old Men coming next. There's a bunch of bangers on there. Come join us. But, like Andy's saying, if you can't afford the €5 a month, well.
See ya.
Yeah, sure.
You know. See ya.
I believe you, I guess. Can't afford five a month. But you can do me one more better. Now, Andy.
Yeah.
In the game last night, Tottenham had 0.00 XG in the second half. But I don't want a 0-star review.
No, that would cripple us.
I want a 5-star review.
How does he do it?
True folks. Gritted teeth this week, I'll tell you. Give us a rating and review. Really helps grow the podcast. And, you can tell a friend, tag a friend,
phone
post
a friend
on Instagram, and phone a friend.
Yeah.
Just say
who
hello.
Uses the phone anymore, am I right?
Me, I actually like making an old phone call.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
I like it.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
I mean, not for me and you, but like,
Why? In what environment would you like to make a phone call, though?
Ring my mom or something. I wouldn't voice note my mom.
Yeah.
I'd ring them and then I'd...
Call my mom.
Yeah, you know.
She's the only person that I call on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I actively avoid it in all other walks of life.
Let me open up the logs here. Let me open up the JFK.
Go on.
Files here and see.
The only time you call me is on podcast day if there's a problem and vice versa.
Who are these numbers? I don't understand any of these numbers. No, you're there.
Hey.
Last time I called you was 24th of April.
Hey. Oh.
You know what? It's actually mostly just like my dentist.
What?
It's like, no, that's the last
one. To call your dentist so often? It happened again.
No, it's just stuff like that where it's like dentist or whatever. My sister and my mom are there. Or like an Italian restaurant. Anyway, that's all very interesting.
I haven't been to the dentist
you should probably go, man.
30 years?
30 years.
Yeah.
You should probably go.
I should.
Cost you a fortune.
Yeah, that's why I don't go.
Do you have any teeth pain?
No.
Ever?
No.
Okay, so you should go before they tell you you need a root canal or to remove some teeth or something like that. Like, maybe they'll be able to get ahead of it. Yeah, sure. I brush. I got called a mouth breather by my dentist the other day. She's like, it's probably because you're a bit of a mouth breather. So, and she didn't mean it in a derogatory way.
You're a bit of a fucking fool. That's probably why.
In a derogatory way. It's just that's I can tell that you breathe through your mouth. I'm like, yeah, my nose is get quite blocked. She's like, yeah, it's fine. So that caused a buildup of plaque. I was like, okay, yeah, what's the solution? No solution, really. Just we'll see you back here in about 7 months for a teeth cleaning.
You give us more money. That's the solution.
I tell you, the dentist is the one person who never is short of cash.
No. Why are they all killing themselves?
Excuse me?
Isn't that the highest suicide rate in the profession with the highest suicide
rate? Is it?
Yeah.
Is that in Seinfeld or something?
It was as well, but it was based in fact at the time. Anyway.
You anti-dentite.
Yeah.
I'd punch you in the mouth. If this wasn't my daughter's wedding, I'd punch you in the mouth.
You anti-dentite. Well, look.
Yeah.
On that note, folks, thanks for joining us. And
Robert Wagner. That's what I'll say, too.
Yeah, I don't know what he did, but I agree with Terry.
Killed his wife, possibly.
Jesus.
Him and Christopher Walken. Released the tapes on that, too.
Christopher
on that
Walken.
Note, guys, I will see you next week. Bye.
I have questions. Cause I believe to each his own.